Lobby Sam, me help you?
Hey Tom, it's Ruben. Is that better?
What's up, Ruben?
Hey, so I know you're working with Nicole here. I just had a few basic questions for you. Can I also ask you to grab a pen and paper and make some notes?
So you want me to get pen and paper?
Please.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks.
Can I have that white notepad behind you?
Alright.
Let me go upstairs to my office. I can sit down. It's easier.
No problem.
Give me 1 second, please.
Hello? I'm sorry?
Okay. I'm ready for you. I got a note
first.
I don't have nobody here.
Great. Let me give you my phone number first and foremost. It's 858.
Uh-huh.
866.
Okay.
9102.
9102. And you said your name was?
Ruben Goldstein.
Ruben.
Feel free to, by the way, during this process, it's not really a sales call, so feel free to ask me any questions. There's no wrong questions. I'm here to help. So the first thing I just wanted to go over is, I understand that you are trying to upgrade a car wash for your facility. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Question I have for you is, number one, how long have you been thinking about this project? Is this something that immediately came up, or has this been something that's been going on for a while?
The process was on January to February. We start thinking to do it, and because of the, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for the equipment to be ready, and another a month for installation. That's very much is going to be 4 months. So I will be hitting summertime. That's why I couldn't be able to do it. We were thinking right now to do it by the time we get the processing and everything by December or January, we can be shut down. It's a bad weather for San Diego. So it doesn't hurt the car wash if it's shut down better than summertime.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Second question is, this is a pretty big investment. It's $300,000 and change, correct?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Putting installation, hello? Correct? Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. It was breaking up.
The equipment is a little more than $300,000, is that correct?
No, the equipment is about $200,000. Let me look at the code. One of my, the one I emailed you guys. Should be equipment. The equipment, it's $233,000 for the equipment. And the installation was $67,000.
So the equipment is how much again? Say that once more.
233,757.
233. We'll call it 234 just to round up. And
perfect.
The installation.
The installation was 67,500.
Okay, so your total is right about 300,000.
Yeah, 290 or 300,000. Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess the question I'd ask you is, why are you considering such a sizable investment in your business? What will it do for you?
I'm sorry, what's the question again?
Why are you considering such a sizable investment in your business? Why are you doing this? Why are you considering it? What will it do for your business?
Oh, the equipment I have right now, it's 30 years old, you know, so the new equipment lots of people, they have the new car, luxury vehicles and everything. It's hard. I would not recommend my cars to go to my business, my car wash. Even I'm making that much value, but I can increase my business up at least by 50% doing that.
Okay, so I guess that was a question I was going to ask you. So you'll see a 50% jump in car washes by having this equipment?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, how many car washes do you do a month?
A month, I do about 5,000.
Do about 5,000 washes a month. So this will go from 5,000 to 10,000, correct?
It will be at least, 50% increase, another 7,500 to 10,000 car wash.
Okay. So another 7,500 to 10,000?
No, I apologize. It's going to be increased from 5,000 to 7,500 to 1,000.
10,000, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I was trying to say,
gotcha.
Yeah.
So 50 to 100% increase, gotcha. How much do you charge for car wash?
Basic wash, $15, just the regular one.
Okay. And then you said luxury vehicles, so some of this equipment can be used for washes that make you more money?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Gotcha. Just putting in some notes here, bear with me. How much does a luxury car wash cost?
Luxury, $22.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And about with having this equipment, let's just, how much do you think would be luxury car washes with this new equipment? How much of the additional car washes, how much?
It's going to go increase at least 15% the price, which is $25 for the luxury.
Okay. So would it be fair to say on a conservative basis, if you're doing 2,500 additional washes per month, 2,500, and you're doing, let's say the average is around $17 to $20, so that would bring you an additional about $50,000 of revenue on the low end?
Yes, sir.
And on the high end, if we assume it's 100% drop, it'd be about an additional $100,000 in revenue. Is that correct?
Correct.
Of that $50,000 to $100,000 a month in revenue, how much of that is profit? How much goes to you? What are your expenses?
I will suggest it would be about 40% profits.
Profits. Okay. A few other questions for you. I know this business, as of the last year's tax returns, was owned by you and your brother. I saw a document that kind of says that you're the signer. Have you guys put anything like official notaries, anything pen to paper that shows you're the sole owner, have shares traded hands officially or not yet?
No, not yet, but we're in the processing on it.
Okay. And then is that just because he's no longer in the business or you have better credit? Can you give me a little background there?
He's not longer in this particular automobile business. He's in real estate right now. He's doing only real estate. Yeah.
Okay. Do you own any other businesses besides this one, or is this your primary income generator?
This is my primary one.
Okay. And then are you wanting a loan that goes under your personal credit or something that doesn't get reported to your personal credit report?
It's on both. You can do it in business and personal.
Okay. I'm saying, are you okay? I'm assuming you don't want some type of large debt on your personal credit. Is that accurate, or you don't care either way?
I don't mind, to be honest with you. I'll try the business first. If it works, if you can do it on the business, I do appreciate it. If it's not, I don't mind to use my personal.
Okay. That's
whatever
very basic
you
part
think
of
is the best. I know you are more expert than me. Whatever you think is better to help my account, my name, I do appreciate it. You have more experience than me.
I think because you're a business owner, you always want to keep your credit as debt-free as possible. I think you definitely don't want a $300,000 debt on your personal credit. You want it on your business credit, so that's what we'll shoot for.
I do appreciate it.
Not a problem. Second question. Besides Bank of Cardiff, have you applied for any other loans, any other options for this project?
I'll be honest with you, no. I did have finance through the, the manufacturer itself. They have their own in-house financing. But okay. I didn't like the way they financed me.
Can you tell me about what?
They did give me like the $200,000 and 5 years interest. I said 5 years, 5% interest. But they did lock me for 5 years, and I told them I do not want to be locked for 5 years. You know, I can pay within 24 to 36 months. You know, why I should be stuck with the 5 years? You know, they told me, yeah, that's the policy we have. You know, you have to pay within 5 years. Even if you paid within 2 years, you know, you're still going to pay the interest for 5 years.
Can I ask the company you were working with?
Not too sure, to be honest with you. I can't remember. That was back in February. And whatever the company name, Ballinger, they are there, have their own in-house financing the manufacturer.
Are you actually financing, like Bank of Cardiff, we're a vendor financing company, so a lot of people when they finance restaurant equipment or say manufacturing equipment, they'll go and they'll apply for a loan and Bank of Cardiff will underwrite the loan. So
I'm sure there's somebody else, because also when I just financed through another company, my car, it was through Tesla, but somebody else, but I could remember the other company, to be honest with you.
Not a problem. If you could find out and just check your emails, it'd be great. The reason is we work with some brokers once in a while, and they might already have the file in their system. We're really big in the car wash industry, so that system might be on both sides, so I can address it. The other question I have for you is you mentioned $200,000. Did you have to put $100,000 down to get that loan, or how was it structured?
Yeah, if I can get $200,000 to $250,000, I'll be okay. I don't need the full amount.
So your loan was approved with $200,000, but you had to put $100,000 down to cover equity into it, correct?
Absolutely, I can put equity on it, you know. So if I get between $200,000 to $250,000, even max $250,000, I'll be fine. That way I can save some extra money just to rotate it, you know, for the business.
Okay, and how much cash on hand do you have right now, or assets to?
So I have at least $100,000 right now in my hand.
Okay, so
I need some extra equity to use here in my business. I think that sometimes we get winter, I need to use some money, you know, that way I'd want to be tight.
Okay, and then second, another question. Yeah, I don't think it's really appropriate for us to do it. The way we're kind of your partner on the transaction, I think if someone's telling me, and I appreciate you being transparent, if someone's telling me, hey, look, I've got $100,000 to put down, but it's going to leave me with nothing, I'm not going to give them an approval that has that, because I don't want them to have any payment issues. I'm going to give them something that actually helps them and solves their issue, doesn't put them to, you know, their feet to the fire. A last question for you. Besides the car wash equipment, is there any other cash you're looking for to do any other construction upgrades or any other equipment for your business?
In the future, another probably on the spring season, I'm going to be putting a solar system in my business. So I'm on processing to do that as well. If you guys can help me, I'll be more than happy to call you guys for to do as well.
Okay. Well, I've kind of taken everything in. We're not a manufacturer-based financing company, so we don't have like a deal with the manufacturer. I think the things that I'm taking from your conversation is, A, this equipment generates a lot of revenue. B, you want to do it right now because the season is slow. The season will be slow, and you won't affect your business. Do you have to grab that?
No, don't worry about it. They're going to take care of it.
And I think the third thing you're telling me is, hey, you've got an approval, but... And forgive me for taking too many liberties here, but it sounds like, A, the terms, 5% is great, so I'm not going to say it's not great. That's a great deal. But it sounds like to me the bigger issue you had with it was, and a lot of our customers do have this issue, is the rate really doesn't matter if you have to put down all your operating capital to get that deal. That's really not a solution for a business owner. You need something that's a little less money down, something that's geared towards more of your cash flow, just not equity. So would that be correct, me saying all those things?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me do this. I appreciate your time. This is just the information that I needed. I'm going to get this all processed. I'm going to circle back with you tomorrow to go over kind of an approval structure. If the terms work, we can fund your account within a day. It's very quick. What's a good time to reach you tomorrow?
Well, you can call me anytime during the day. I'm pretty much, this is my cell phone. So I should be okay anytime when you call. I can make some time for folks.
Okay, perfect. Look forward to hearing from you. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, take it.
You got it. Bye-bye.